The SEIU represents all types of workers: janitors, child care providers, state employees, and healthcare workers, to name a few. Paul Filson is director of their state council, and he says their endorsement process works like this. A declared candidate asks for an endorsement, and the union sends them a questionnaire. Then they conduct interviews and vote on whether or not to endorse. Filson says the only declared candidate who asked was Governor Malloy, but Jonathan Pelto, a third-party candidate running against the incumbent governor, disagreed, saying he requested to be heard by the union after he declared his candidacy, but was ignored. Here's how Filson responded to that.
The most important thing for us is to win this election, is to have an election where a worker-friendly governor is elected. And we do not want to be distracted by folks on the right or on the left who are not viable candidates, distracting us from our mission.
But Pelto says unions shouldn't decide who is a viable candidate, and that he should have been offered a chance to speak.
I understand that the union leaders intended to give their endorsement to Malloy. That was never in my mind the question. It wasn't to stop them from endorsing Malloy. It was to provide a dialogue about these issues. But I think it's undemocratic. That's with a big D and a small D. It's against everything that we're supposed to stand for. And if anything, unions should be the ones who are standing up for the right of people to provide information and have dialogue.
In June, the Connecticut AFL-CIO, a statewide labor federation, also denied Pelto the chance to speak before a meeting of their leadership. That union ultimately also endorsed Malloy. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.